And today you're wonderful.
Ron, it's 8:30 on the clock. Call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall there behind the press. And did get an email from Larry Dix and Nirma that because of some changes in that this year by the legislature, none that affect us. It affects like a school or something.
ESU and schools.
Yeah, ESU and schools. But because of that, we will be getting brand new, by the end of August, we will be getting brand new open meetings, laminated things. Or yeah. Just to update people. But it was something that the legislature did for schools and those. But even though, because it's changed and because we have to have a current one on our site, we will be getting a new one. That's just some more trivia news for you. Attendance by observation. Juergens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. Juergens, you want to change your thing? 7-0. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of a previous meeting.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. Comments from the public and 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And seeing nobody out there in our chairs, I don't think there's any comments this morning.
Should we wait just in case?
Just in case, no. We'll go on, and if somebody shows up, we'll come back to it. So. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove late filings on the homestead exemptions for the following. Do we need to read the amount in too, Patty?
No.
No?
No, there's no amount.
Just the names?
Yeah. Did you want me to read the names I have?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Basically what this is by June 30th, these people had to file exemptions. However, if they forget or whatever, then they have up to July 20th with the approval of the board. So the minutes have to go into the state. So as of, you know, we try to call all these individuals to get them in here. So these are the ones that we've called. So it just needs board approval after June 30th. And then they have until July 20th, which, so. It's Terry L. and Patricia A. Brownwell, Judith A. Dorr, Anita Ehrlich, Edwin and Irene Folkerts, Kimberly R. Henson, Eugene and Velda Linners, Donald E. Rausbach, Alvin C. and Karen Saltzman, Dolores May Stewart, Darlene Stalter, Alfred G. Tatro, and Wayman Witherspoon. So basically, I just need to attach the minutes if you approve it, that these, and then these have to go be sent to the state.
That was my question, and it's just they just file the form with you, and then they're sent on, and they still
yeah, and
be
they
determined.
Have their incomes too. So that's why I didn't give you any copies of these because they have their Social Security numbers. So we just need to read the names under the record, and then it'll be a part of the minutes to go to the state.
But it's just like the rest of them; the state will determine if they qualify.
Right.
Then,
right?
We're just approving the filing, the
yes.
late filing. I would move to approve the late filings on homestead exemptions for Terry L. and Patricia A. Brownwell, Judith A. Dorr, Anita Ehrlich, Edwin and Irene Folkerts, Kimberly R. Henson, Eugene and Bill Lenners, Donald E. Railsback, Alvin C. and Karen J. Saltzman, Dolores May Stewart, Darlene Stalter, and Alfred G. Tatro and Wayman Witherspoon.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Discussion, vote, 7-0. Patty, go ahead.
Basically, now what we're going to be working on is your preliminary levies that have been turned in or your requests for August 1st. And those will be turned in by the fire districts, hopefully the townships and some of those. The next board meeting is, can you tell me, Don, real quick? Is it the
19th.
Okay. Herein lies the issue. They have to be approved by September 1st, I believe. Evaluations go out the 20th. I possibly could have them ready on the 19th. Evaluation process isn't done until the 20th. The very last week in August, I'm in North Platte at a workshop and schooling. So what my thought is, I will try to get the valuations and those preliminary levies done by the 19th. If we would have to, then we could come back and amend them if it is too quick. And that way, that would avoid probably a special meeting unless you guys had any other thoughts on that. because otherwise they think it has to be, if I'm not mistaken, done by September 1, and you don't meet till September 2nd. Is that right?
September 2nd and 16th, yeah.
I could find out for sure.
We have to set the preliminaries by the 1st.
Yeah. So you're a day off, and I don't even have my valuations set by your next board meeting, but I think I can get them done, barring no problems with centrally assessed, because those don't come out to me till next week. So I will do that. However, I need to know what you're thinking as far as Ag Society, Historical Society, what's your, you know, fire districts are always 3 cents. Townships are
7.5.
7.5 is the allocation.
So I know we've done that. So when, if you can get me those other figures, because I have to do a resolution then.
Well, we'll meet on Monday. We're at 3 o'clock. We're planning to have the initial budget meeting, and so we can come up with some pretty close figures then, I would imagine.
Next Monday or the following?
This coming Monday.
Okay. Yeah, and just let Don know. So I think 1 year I set the other two.
You used the other figure, and they changed, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I will try to attempt to do, because otherwise you're going to have to probably have a special meeting. So.
Patty, this is, I don't mean to interrupt, but when you bring up fire districts and the 3 cents, this has been kind of a contention of mine all the time. As valuations rise, I've talked to Matt about this, as valuations rise, they still have that 3 cent.
They're tied into it.
I know how it worked. It's through the state and whatever they have to do it to qualify for certain monies and everything, but it doesn't seem right to me, and this has nothing to do with you.
I know.
Doesn't seem right to me that valuations can rise from $1,000 to $10,000, just example, and they're still going to get 3 cents out of that $10,000 if they were getting 3 cents out of $1,000. They don't really go by a levy. They go by 3 cents. So as valuations rise, that money keeps coming in. A lot of times it isn't needed. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I think there was something, wasn't there, Roger, that something passed on that, because I thought I remembered one of the meetings that the auditors told us that there was some change with...
Not on the 3 cents. There
what
were
was it?
There were areas. There were certain fire districts in the state, and this one was one by out by Scott's Bluff. That the county didn't. The county still okays that 3 cents.
They
the
don't
county
have
wasn't
to do
giving
it.
Allowing them any mill levy, and they the only way they could raise funds was
that's what they can go out and do their own
bake sales or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So they got it through the legislature and it passed, and they can set that up to 10 mill levies. They have the authority, basically, without the county's okay, the fire districts, and I don't know if anybody else was included on that or not. I think it was just fire.
I believe that's right.
Isn't it just their district, their area, just like townships, though?
If fire districts are set up, fire taxations, I mean, how you're taxed is set up like we have districts in the county. Each fire department has their what they have on the tax roll.
And I'll be real honest, I don't understand anything about the MFO. It's just we've been setting it at 3 cents for the thing. Same thing with townships. You could go down on that too if you wanted to.
Was passed
3 cents goes to the MFO, not to the district.
If they don't have any other way to
go to the district, and then the district will pay into the MFO a certain amount.
They can now up to 10 mil.
Long story,
not the 3
It was just affected the
insurance funds were set up
in their fire district.
So it didn't affect the whole county.
No, it doesn't affect the whole county.
Insurance funding, and it's because protection.
That one out there,
state had
the county
said, money.
No,
Reslow started
we're not allowing you that.
Yeah. There was some schism out there.
The environment said you got to charge 3 cents.
That's how. That was
the MFO, though, don't they pull money out of that for equipment and everything, too?
There's probably not a whole lot of funds left in that money because it's been depleting, the way I understand. I don't know. I'll get some more information on it before we go, but...
And like the townships, too. I don't know. At one time, we had them at 8.5. We went to 7.5, so I don't know if you want to go, you know.
There's only 1, 2, or 3 that are even bumping to 7.5, and I don't even know if they will anymore after this year because of the valuation, because they're limited all by the lid, the levy lid yet. So
there's a few that have had special elections.
A few that's had special election. Well, to go outside their levy lid, they have to. And there's only, I think last year there maybe was 4 at the 7.5. Something like
they
that.
They can even use the money.
Yeah. And I think, I'm just, my thought is that with the valuation increase for most of those this year, that they may not even be at, we won't have 4 at the 7.5 this year. Because of their, they're still limited by that 2.5 or 3.5% lid.
Well, I'll set them at whatever you guys decide on as far as, you know, I know DAG and the Historical Society are the ones that...
But Monday you're having a meeting then, and after that they'll have a better idea.
Yeah, if you could give those figures to Don, then I'll be able to go from there.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Recommendation.
Your office is all recovered from protests, so no.
I don't think
that
so.
That was a lot of days, and, you know, I think 8 days. Part of all the board was involved, but your office was involved with all those. So,
yeah. Now they're just anxious to get their evaluations so that they know where their a lot of superintendents and stuff are calling. So,
I think everybody's just waiting to see. They're, you know, they aren't sure of what's happened and what the valuations are going to do, and what I think people are concerned. But I haven't had 100 phone calls saying, "Oh, I know we're going to be taxed clear out of our." Well, I won't say any more, but they're. I've had pretty positive feedback on what we're doing, and what we're doing, particularly what our road and bridge people are doing, and they're trying really hard and getting out there and working, and I'm getting real positive feedbacks.
I just hope that the people go on beyond the local level to the next level to talk about the issues, you know, and that this doesn't drop here. I mean, because, you know, we've talked and then we asked them all to write to the governor and their senator and stuff, so I'm hoping that they do that as far as, you know, so that they can understand, too, where we're... So I think the local people for a number of years understand and have, you know, we've listened to their concerns, but they need to take it further. So.
Any more comments? Otherwise, at 8:42 on the clock, we'll call to end the Board of Equalization meeting.